How wonderful and how marvelous Jesus' love is for us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will not keep you long this evening as we've got things going on in the youth building. And we've done this, I think, every year for the last 100 years except one or two. Maybe not quite that long, but anyway... We've got so much to be thankful for, and I just want to iterate a couple of things on gratitude and thankfulness. Someone by the name of Dr. James M. Gray, wrote this Thanksgiving poem. It said, "If God forgot the world for just one day, then little children would not laugh and play. Birds would not in the leafy woodlands sing. And roses would not beautify the spring. No gentle showers throughout the summer long. No autumn fields to cheer the heart with song. No rising sun, no moon to give its light. No placid lake reflect the stars of night. No friend to help us on the toilsome road. No one to help us bear our heavy load. No light to shine on the pilgrim's way, no one to care or wipe the tear away. No listening ear to hear the lost one call, no eye to see the righteous battler fall. No balm of Gilead to dull the throbbing pain, no one to comfort and sustain. Millions would die in unforgiving sin, with none to bring the lost strain in. Yet this great universe would melt away if God forgot the world for just one day." Don't we have so much to be thankful for? Just a little background of Thanksgiving, going back into history books, which they teach very little history in our schools today. But while I'm reading this or looking at this, turn to the book of Luke chapter 17. But few Americans who engage the day of Thanksgiving stop to recognize the origin of this national institution. It is a fact, it is recorded history, that the first Thanksgiving took place in Plymouth Colony sometime during November of 1621, a year before the Pilgrims had landed from the Mayflower. What hard days they had to face. Their first winter was most severe, but spring came at last, and they planted crops which, to their joy, flourished. At autumn approach, these exiles from Holland and England desired to celebrate their good harvest. In their respective countries, they had observed the traditional harvest festival, which possibly had its origin from the Feast of Tabernacles, from the Jewish origin, from the Israel people, as they rejoiced and thanked the Lord for the fruits of the earth and the fruit of their labor. In Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 14, it says, I'll tell you what, let's go to verse 11. "It came to pass, he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there he met 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, 'Master, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourself unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger.' And he said to the stranger, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Understanding, and I'll get back to the scripture here in just a minute, but for several years, as a matter of fact, before we was born, Ronnie and I were real close being born, but in the early 1600s, Thanksgiving was kind of shifted from June to October to February to November, and it never did have an established date, but people wanted to give God praise and give God thanks for the fruit of their labor and for the fruit of the ground. After Washington, George Washington, left office, Thanksgiving was an on and off affair. Some presidents and governors issued proclamations, and some did not. By 1830, however, the custom was pretty well general. A lady by the name of Sarah Josepha Hale, a Boston widow who worked at getting... I know some of you think this is the most boring, absolutely crazy thing, but we need to know history, whether we think we do or not. Foremost, I just wanted to share it with you, okay? So endure it, and if you'll be nice to me and endure it, I'll buy you a cookie. Sarah Hale, she was very adamant about bringing this particular piece of information and this holiday to the president, which she did, Abraham Lincoln, in 1864. He declared that there would be a presidential proclamation the last Thursday in November. They would observe Thanksgiving Day. That was in 1864. Y'all, anybody remember that? You guys are tough. You have nothing but pies and cakes on your brain and hot dogs, chili dogs. In 1941, President Roosevelt and Congress changed the term the last Thursday in November to the fourth Thursday in November. Why? Because sometimes November has five Thursdays. So you would have some years that you wouldn't have Thanksgiving if it was just on the fifth Thursday. Make sense? Is anybody impressed with my knowledge tonight? Just, you know, thank you, Jordan. Bless you. Chili dog coming your way, hon. You guys are tough, man. I mean tough. That's all right. As we come to Thanksgiving Day, I mean, it's just right around the corner. Let us remember those that started the whole process of Thanksgiving, our ancestors. Somewhere down the line, your ancestors come from somewhere. I can tell some of you what you're thinking. I can hear snickers and giggles. Some of you may have found your ancestors from under a rock, some from faraway lands. But as we enter into Thanksgiving, I got to get to the point. As we enter into Thanksgiving, let us give God the praise for all the things that He has done. Things in our life could be so much worse. As I preached and taught this morning, we must see ourselves in the bigger picture of what's going on, because circumstances and things could be so much worse. The blessings of God are rich, and they add up no sorrow. Thanksgiving Day is that we take one time a year specifically to give God praise and thanks, but it should be much more than that. We should thank Him every day for the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. It's not just that mindset of thank you, Lord, for this food, bless my four and no more and go on, but it's genuinely thanking God for the blessings He's bestowed upon us every day. Each of us possess so many benefits that God has given us for which He deserves our praise. Our grace of gratitude needs to be manifested not only on Thanksgiving Day, but every day throughout the year. Christy Land had expressed it like this in this little poem: I would indeed give thanks. I am so rich today, rich in things that count the most. Love and a child at play, home and those who are near and dear, health and strength of limb, courage, comradeship, peace, and a faith in Him. Aren't you glad that there's a faith that we can have in Him? In the book of Luke that I shared by my scripture with you in the 17th chapter, there were 10 lepers that came to Jesus crying out to Him. They had this terrible disease, and they asked Him if He would make them whole. Every one of them cried out for mercy. But when it come down, as they was healed and they come to thankfulness, only one returned. I wonder how many times that we have in our society, in our world, in our time, we have done something for someone and gratitude is lacking. I can remember, and this is kind of my pet peeve, I can remember when I was working in the grocery store, our goal was to make that customer happy because they're paying your salary and you do whatever you can to make them happy and thank them for their patronage. And now, I mean, you almost have to squeeze the seed out of their Adam's apple to get them to smile at you. Let alone thank you for your business. And it makes me wonder, maybe not you, but it makes me wonder, where is the gratitude in our world today? And definitely is lacking, and we see it in the 17th chapter of the book of Luke. But gratitude of one. Jesus specifically asked them, was there not 10 that was made well? And there's only one of you that comes to bring gratitude. So ungratitude is not something new in our world today, even though it's maybe something hard for us to swallow. But Jesus experienced in His day, they had the worst disease of that particular time that could ever be, and yet only one returned to give God thanks. I don't want to be guilty of being unthankful, but I want to always be thankful. To have thankfulness in action. Gratitude is one of the foremost blessings. It is the parent of all grace. It produces contentment in all conditions. Did you hear that? It produces contentment in all conditions. It places a bridle on all one's desires. It checks the gloom. It destroys envy, and it returns with blessings upon the head. We waste the sweetness of gift twice over when we fail to give gratitude. When we fail to give gratitude. Gratitude is like a magnet that finds metal. Gratitude is found in every hour, every day, if we'll just look for it. Some heavenly blessing will be coming your way. Chris, would you care to come to the piano, please? If you would, grab the red songbook, turn to page 43. If we'll look and we'll change our mindset and have the attitude of gratitude, we'll be singing this song every day that we live. Think about the poem that I read at the beginning. If the Lord would forget us for just one day, this whole world would fall apart. So we've got that to be thankful for, that He watches even the sparrows as they fall. He knows every hair that falls out of your head, every head that falls out of your hair. He knows every hair that falls out of your head. He loves you. He cares for you. So can we count our blessings? Would you stand as we sing page 43? Or at least a couple of stanzas of that song.
When upon life's billow you are tempted hard, are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your blessings, thank Him one by one. Count your blessings. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands of gold, think that God has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings, every end abide. Your reward in heaven, oh, your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
One of the greatest blessings that you can count on tonight is I don't lead songs all the time. Glad that you're here. Praise God for you. I hope and pray that you will have a very blessed and prosperous Thanksgiving. And remember every day to give God praise and glory. Like the nine that didn't return to thank the Lord, so is our world filled with ingratitude. But can I ask you tonight and challenge you, let's be different. And let's show the world that Jesus Christ is the prize of our life. He is the Savior of the world. And I come to give Him thanks. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your precious Word. I thank You for Your love. I give You thanks and praise-giving for all the blessings that You have bestowed upon us. Bless this people, Lord, I pray. Bless our food and our fellowship together. Let Your name be lifted up in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. See you over at the youth building. Time of fellowship.